You're tuned to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. I'm Leora Zeitlin. I have two guests in my studio today, and here's how we're going to start the interview. Making music keeps you young. If you were listening to KRWG this morning, you might have heard Fred Child interviewing Dohnányi, Christopher Dohnányi, 86, still traveling around the world and conducting. And I have with me Bill Kiper, retired horn player with the New York Philharmonic, but it's retired in quotes because he's still making music a great deal here in Las Cruces and elsewhere, and Mariana Gabi. And if you're a longtime listener, you know that Mariana Gabi is definitely still making a great deal of music, wielding the baton for the New Horizons Symphony Orchestra, and they are collaborating in a concert this Sunday. Welcome Mariana Gabi and Bill Kiper.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's nice to be here.
So would you agree music keeps you young?
Oh, my. Sure.
In spirit.
It keeps you young, yes. Yeah. It keeps you alive and interested in what's going on in music, which is ever-changing. But we have to bring to our orchestra and our audience what we know best. And it's the old school for me, of course. I grew up with that, and I know that, and it's a part of me, and I think we still have a place for it.
Well, I mean, classical music, it's a lineage tradition. If everybody studies with a teacher who brings them what they learned from their teacher,
that's
and you
right.
can trace it all the way back. So certainly, the younger people playing with under your baton, Mariana, are learning from you and from all the traditions that you were given.
And we have so many new people all the time asking to join. We're just thrilled at the response that we're getting.
Yeah. Let's talk about, this is a community orchestra, the New Horizons Symphony Orchestra, made up of community members, of students, of retired professionals, and amateur musicians, all getting together to for the sheer joy of making music.
Absolutely.
Sunday at 3 o'clock, you're giving your February concert, and there's music of Mozart and Rimsky-Korsakov and Mussorgsky. Let's talk a little bit about Mozart, because that will include you too, Bill Kiper on the horn.
Well, we're introducing a young man, Lisandro Garcia. He's from Juarez, and he is extremely talented. You know, I've been here 40 years now. It's amazing. But half of my life here. And I have not seen that many gifted conductors, and he is one of very few that I deem extremely talented and may have a career in conducting. It takes so many ingredients, you know.
Is he a student here?
He is a graduate student here. He studies with Dr. Chris Hughes, and he will be giving his graduate recital Saturday night and conducting the Mozart 25 for us on Sunday.
Oh, boy, he's got...
So he's got a busy schedule.
So he better get used to it if he's going to be a conductor,
exactly.
Right?
But he's very gifted, and I see a future for him, and I'm glad to present him.
Well, I don't have him to ask, so you give us just a little bit about the symphony. Can you tell us a little bit about this 25th
It
symphony?
Is a beautiful symphony. Everybody knows it from Amadeus. You know, it starts out with that dum da 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 dum pa 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 pa. It's very exciting, and then it has a lovely andante, which we're not doing, but the trio is beautiful in the minuet, and a very nice dainty ending in the finale. And he is musical. You see, a lot of people have baton technique, but they don't have the ability to get the music out of the people. And I think the orchestra is really responding to him, and they like him. He's a good-looking young man, which helps. So I think people will enjoy that, and yeah. It's a good introduction.
You know, another thing about number 25... We call it the other G minor.
Yes.
Because number 40, of course, is the famous G minor. And for those people that want to study it, it's extremely interesting to see how Mozart uses the horn players.
Oh, Oh, yes. It's because a very difficult.
It's difficult, and also the way he finesses between to getting all the notes for the G minor modality. Yeah. In the outer movements of 25, there are four horn players in use. It's actually two different pairs,
right.
And it's a whole lecture in itself, but it's a fascinating part
and
of the symphonic repertoire.
It's a very difficult, difficult part for the horns.
Well, Mozart loved horns.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote four horn concertos, and you're going to be also Bill Kiper playing the solo and being the soloist with the horn concerto number 3. Tell us a little bit about that, and maybe tell our listeners there's some stories about the horn player for whom Mozart wrote these concertos.
Oh, indeed, indeed. This was a gentleman by the name of Leitgeb. He was, by all accounts, a virtuoso player back there in the 18th century. He had to keep his livelihood together by selling cheese, apparently. And he was a very close friend of Mozart himself, to the extent that if you look at the reproductions and go to museums to see the scores that Mozart wrote, he wrote in the margins sarcastic comments about "be careful, Leitgeb," or "don't make a mess of this place," or so on and so forth. And it wasn't anything that spoiled their friendship, apparently, because it's told that he was with him on his deathbed.
Huh. Well, that's what I've heard is about those marginal notes. And we're talking about a time when sometimes there was not a lot of rehearsal time. You were given the piece of music and you might be performing it immediately and seeing those marginal notes. Don't mess up here.
Right. Meant a lot.
As you're performing could definitely cause some mishaps, especially with a horn, which is a difficult instrument.
Yeah. And in those days, it's amazing. And people are now doing it with reproduction instruments.
The natural horn.
They're playing with a natural horn without valves and using their lip and hand and making great music come out.
Yes. Yeah, so for our listeners who might not recognize the difference, so in those days, the horn didn't have the valves. And as you say, all the differentiation between the notes had to be done with the mouth.
That's right.
And dynamics and other things with the hand, I guess. So it made it much harder.
Yes,
it's hard enough as it is with the valves.
It is very hard.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We're really honored to have Bill play with us. I mean,
thank you.
It's not every day that we have someone perform with us of this caliber, and we're enjoying every moment of it, and I hope that the audience will honor us with their presence because it is a great treat.
Yes, it's wonderful. And Billy, we've talked before on my show about all the different conductors of the New York Philharmonic under who you played.
Of course,
yeah.
Of course. It's a different role, of course, the role of the soloist.
Of course.
And it's a whole change of character also, because the skilled orchestral player doesn't exactly come with a blank slate, but is skilled at adapting to someone else's interpretation. But the concerto player has to change out of that and be a leader and give forth with
and
his
we,
or her.
And we must honor his ideas of what the concerto should sound. So it is hard for a conductor too, because you know it's a joint effort.
Yes,
and it's so nice when you agree.
Yes, and I'm sure when you don't agree, it can be. There's a very famous story. I'm sure
Glenn Gould
and Leonard Bernstein. Where Leonard Bernstein, my mother was at that concert, and you know he came out. Leonard Bernstein came out and said, "We're about to play the Brahms piano concerto," I believe it was, and I disagree with, I'm paraphrasing, I don't know the exact, I'm sure Bernstein was far more eloquent, disagree with the interpretation, but I respect Glenn Gould enough that we're going to go it his way, but making a disclaimer from the stage,
Isn't that amazing?
That is pretty amazing.
It must have been very strong disapproval. You know, in general, I have never had, maybe once or twice in my whole career, have I had someone I really, really could not perform with or could not agree with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have to come to a certain understanding after a while, because we do have to perform the music. Yeah. But most of the time I've had wonderful collaboration, and it's a joy when you have that feeling.
And I'm sure this will be for Mozart.
Oh, indeed.
Great opportunity for our orchestra.
Yeah. Bill Kiper, I should say, not just retired from the New York Philharmonic, but you do currently play with the Las Cruces Symphony Orchestra. And are you also playing in El Paso?
No.
Okay.
No, I've played substitute there.
Uh-huh.
And I played I play from time to time in Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still people back in New York that like to get together, and that's always a special treat to go back and perform there, mostly in chamber music setting.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it is wonderful. That's the music world. It is a wonderful place, and everybody stays connected. Let's just talk for a minute, Mariana, about the other two pieces on your program.
Yes, we're doing the
Russians.
Yeah. Well, you know me and the Russians. I have a particular love for the Night on a Bald Mountain, because I introduced it so many times at youth concerts and told so many stories about it, you know, so that's going to be a treat, and everybody loves that. The orchestra's having a blast with that. And Capriccio Español, because we're featuring Gordon on violin.
That would be Gordon Butler.
And, yes, and we're featuring the clarinet. We have flute solos, and there's an English horn, so yeah,
horn quartet,
and the Variazione. You know, it's a marvelous, colorful piece, and people love it.
What was the sudden? I mean, it wasn't sudden, but there was some way in which the 19th century Spain became exotic.
Oh, of course.
Everybody wanted to be.
Well, it's sunny Spain.
Yeah.
And with sunny Spain, you have to admit that people are carefree and alegre, you know, and they're happy, and they paint all these wonderful pictures of Spain.
Which I guess in cold Russia, they needed a little bit of that sunlight, right?
Well, Ravel did it, mm-hmm. and many others did it,
many,
you know.
Yeah.
So I think it's just Spain itself that, with their flashy dances and their colorful costumes at the time, you know, really inspired composers to write that kind of music, which people love.
It's a nice counterpoint, that the sunniness and the dancing quality of Capriccio Español with Night on Bald Mountain, which is when I have a show on when I've had request shows around Halloween, inevitably somebody calls in Night on Bald Mountain. It's somehow seen as this very scary, maybe Fantasia.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, that certainly helped. Fantasia certainly helped with Tchaikovsky's rendition. Yeah,
yeah, but
you know, it's true. I used to say to my kids, we did it around Halloween time, or we did it in October.
Yeah.
And I used to say, you can imagine, you know, all these demons and witches and goblins that come out in the night, you know. And then they have a blast. I mean, they have a ball. You hear the music is just wild. And then all of a sudden, you see, the dawn approaches, and you'll hear the cloche, the bells.
The bells.
You know, that announce the dawn. And they all have to go back, you know, and they can't stay out anywhere. And you hear the violins, you know, dee-da-da-da, pleading, you know. It's a wonderful piece, and I have to thank Rimsky-Korsakov again for the orchestration. I mean, you know, Mussorgsky never heard it.
I didn't know that.
I never heard it played, no.
He had,
while he lived, no.
Uh-huh.
It was done 5 or 6 years after his death.
No kidding, and here it is so popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. That sounds like a great program. I'm speaking with Mariana Gabi, conductor of the New Horizons Symphony Orchestra, and Bill Kuiper, who will be the soloist this Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Atkinson Recital Hall. And there's an added little treat.
We have an added little treat. The Borderland Bones Trombone Quartet is going to perform a couple of numbers, and that's a delight because they're very, very popular in our area, and they played lots of concerts, and I invited them to play a couple of pieces, and that's Lynn Enright and Steve St. John, David Moore, and Tom Waldman.
Wonderful. The Borderland Trombones?
Borderland Trombones.
Wonderful.
So we have a varied program. We have something for everyone. The first half is quite serious.
that's the Mozart.
Right. Uh-huh. And we will enjoy the fantasy of the second part.
We'll be traveling to many locales on Sunday. Thank you so much, Mariana Gabi, for coming in, and Bill Kuiper.
It's been a pleasure.
So kind of you, Laura, to do this. We appreciate it.
Always wonderful to speak to you both, and great luck with the concert.